Okay, so there's a minute 24 on the clock. The Chargers have the ball at the Browns 44. It's 4th and 10 and basically their last chance and really to close this thing out. And, Buster, you break up that last pass by Phillip Rivers to end this game.
Yeah, Coach Duran went over that play a couple times in practice, and it happened exactly how it happened in practice. We were in the same exact coverage, so I knew it was coming, and I made a play on it.
Can you walk us through what that was and kind of where what your responsibility was?
All right, so I was a number two receiver. If number two receiver went under, then I zoned off. But I knew if number two receiver went under, the number three receiver was going to go to the sticks. So as soon as he went under, I just back to the sticks and made a pass deflection.
And, Buster, as a young player in this league, you're quickly understanding the importance of closing out games. You had a veteran, Sheldon Brown, do a pick six in the previous win against Cincinnati. In similar fashion today, the defense has to come up and finish it off. The importance of that is, I'm sure, instilled in the heads of all you guys.
Yeah, Coach Sherman's been talking about finishing games after every game, and he says we're always in the game, we just got to learn how to finish. And today we learned how to finish, and hopefully we can use that as a snowball effect and win more games.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up because the challenges continue. You got the Ravens next. I know you want to enjoy this one, but, you know, the chance to get another win before the bye would be huge for this team. How do you feel the confidence is now going into this week of preparation for Baltimore?
I feel like our confidence is always high because that's just how – Coach Sherman has it, the atmosphere, but it was a close game against the Ravens last time, and we're just looking to get a win on this time.
All right, congrats and thank you.
Thank you.
All right, back to